federal agencies on alert. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Last week's execution of a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida estate has resulted in Homeland Security issuing a bulletin warning of an increase of threats to federal law enforcement agencies and officials.
A federal law enforcement source confirmed the bulletin to Fox News, warning of an increase in violent threats on social media, including one to put a so-called dirty bomb in front of the FBI headquarters, and also issuing general calls for civil war. The warrant for the search of Mar-a-Lago showed that former President Trump had 11 sets of classified documents at his home in Palm Beach, and that the Justice Department had probable cause to do the search based on possible Espionage Act violations.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Trump today telling Fox News he'll do whatever he can to help the country after the execution of that search warrant, adding the American people aren't going to stand for another scam. A federal judge today said Senator Lindsey Graham must testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta that's investigating whether former President Trump and his allies broke any laws while trying to overturn his 2020 general election loss in that state. The Taliban celebrate a holiday marking 1 year since taking control of Afghanistan.
Protests did erupt over the weekend in Kabul as women here call for work, bread, and freedom. Women here must now be covered when they're in public and may not go out alone at night. Additionally, most teenage girls are unable to study in secondary education.
Fox's Trey Yangst is in Kabul, Afghanistan. British drug regulators have become the first in the world to authorize an updated version of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine designed to protect against the original virus and the Omicron variants. Moderna's combination bivalent vaccine will be used as an adult booster. The approach is used with flu shots, which are adjusted each year depending on the variants that are circulating. America's listening to Fox News.
College was founded to develop the minds and improve the hearts of its students. As part of this commitment, every student signs an honor code, which reads, "A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in the study and service, and respectful of the rights of others." Through education, our students rise to self-government. To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu/honor. That's hillsdale.edu/honor.
Tomorrow's primaries in Wyoming and Alaska will provide some of the highest-profile tests yet of former President Trump's endorsement power ahead of the midterms in November.
Former President Trump last month recalled to a rally in Anchorage, Alaska, that Sarah Palin was an early backer of his presidential bid.
"I know your opponents, and I like you way better. You're great, Sarah, and I appreciate it, and I won't forget."
Her chief opponent is Republican businessman Nick Begich III. He and Palin were the top two vote-getters out of four who advanced in Alaska's new ranked-choice voting system in the special election primary to finish out late Congressman Don Young's term. But they're all duking it out tomorrow in the primary for a full congressional term as well. Trump's also backed Kelly Shibaka against incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, and in Wyoming's congressional race, he's backed attorney Harriet Hageman over Liz Cheney. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Workplace safety is the focus of federal officials this week.
This week is National Safe and Sound Week, a program by the federal government's Occupational Safety and Health Administration. OSHA is using the week to make workers and employers more aware of potential hazards or other health impacts in the workplace. These things can include protection against hazardous conditions or materials to things like workplace health and comfort, specifically heat inside and outdoors at a worksite. Employees and employers can find more at OSHA.gov. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Officials in a Boston suburb are investigating a former city employee they say shut down the police website during a pay dispute. Newton Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the former employee, who was the police department information technology director, took down the department website in late June and July. The city was unable to regain access and had to create an entirely new website for the police department. Stock index is all in positive territory with 3 hours left in the trading day. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.